Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels. In this tutorial, we will be going over on how to organize, or at least try to clean up, the left side panel of your iTunes library. Now, this has to do with your playlist, your smart playlist, or things of that nature. Now, I'm going to show you two ways of doing this, and then I'll show you probably the more easier way for folks that may not really want to deal with this manually. Now, I find it best just to collapse our playlist here, and then we'll go to File, and we'll select New Playlist Folder, and this will create a folder here. Now, I'm going to call this folder Test, and I'm going to create another one. So let me collapse my playlist. And I'm going to call this one Test Smart. Now, the reason I'm calling one Test Smart is because I may have a smart playlist and I want to keep them all together in a folder rather than them all showing. And then the one for Test, I may want to organize my playlist that I have or categorize them in a better manner. All right, so for Test, for example, what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a new playlist, and I'm going to call this playlist Test A. Now, in Test A, I can either take it and I can drag it up into my test folder as I have here. Now, I'm going to go ahead and create another playlist. I'm going to call this one Test B, which we'll come back to at a later time. Now, as far as for my smart playlist, I will go ahead and create one just for demonstration purposes. And I'm just going to make this pretty much anything, just so it's not interfering with what I currently have. And now here I have a smart playlist. So I can take the smart playlist and put it into my folder, which is just for anything that's a smart playlist. And then I have my regular folder, which is just for regular playlist. So that's one of the ways of being able to do this. And then that way you can actually organize these so that they're not so stretched out or so much showing, if you prefer to do it that way. Now, as I said, we're going to go use Test B, but this time we're going to be using an Apple script, which you can find on Doug's Apple Scripts for iTunes. Very nice script. What you do is go to your scripts icon on the top of your menu, and we'll be selecting Move Playlist to a Folder. Now, the playlist that I want to move is called Test B. And you can also do this with your smart playlist as well. So we'll select Test B. It'll ask us where do we want to move this into what folder, or do we want to create a new folder? So we'll go ahead and just move it into a folder. We'll select the test folder, hit OK, and now that playlist has been moved in to our test folder. Now we collapse all those, they are all collapsed and actually better organized. And you're still able to share this through your iTunes sharing. You just have to select which playlist you want to share. As far as the script itself, as I say, you can go to DougScripts.com. I'll go ahead and I'll provide a link for this. And the script that you want to download is Move Playlist to a Folder. Currently it's version 2. If I'm not mistaken, there is a script where you can rescue your current playlist that's in a folder to move it back. If not, you would need to do it manually by creating a new playlist, then selecting all those tracks, and then moving it into your new playlist, and then deleting the old one. Whereas by using the script, it will do that for you. Anyways, I hope this helps you out to organize your iTunes library. make it a bit more compact if you run into the situation as I do, where I just have so many different things on here. Anyways, this was Willie V, a.k.a. Bull Boy Kennels of iTexture.com. And as always, thank you for taking the time to watch.